Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Pilgrim Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And it's June 18th, 2017. This is the second live hour of a three-hour program. I welcome you aboard, and the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And for the sake of time, I want to make sure that everybody gets on. Jeff from Idaho is online, and hello, Jeff.
Hey, Dr.
Thanks
Parker.
For calling.
Hey, yeah. Hey, the first hour was about the. The show dealt with the first half hour dealt with the 1863 word change of the word person, and how a corporation like the Vatican would take over the world, and those 10 congressional records from 1859 would match the book and DVD from 2004 by John Bacon. It's called The Corporation, The Pathological Pursuit of Profit and Power. Our common law of America, not English common law, as Ed Rivera would indicate, was a major shift with the American Bar Association formation of the takedown of America in 1882. Clint explains that this international socialist utopia on page 718 of his final book of book one on his PDF, here's the quote, disposing of their national sovereignty, but not their state sovereignty, by collectively and incrementally constructing and embracing through legislation of the people in Congress assembled, Congress being an international body of law, the United Nations, where the United States will be just another state of and under the United Nations. They will retain their own sovereignty as a private people under private law while allowing the constituted nation to be placed fully under international peacekeepers and law. They will be still negatively protected by their human capital and land management and the multitudes of commoners by their subjects, you and me, in commercial citizenship will not. Okay,
no,
John Roll, elimination in the mafia, assassination in Arizona in January 2011, might have the same relation to the International Megan's Law of Prevention Child Exploitation and Other Sexual Crimes through Notification of Traveling Sex Offenders, H.R. 515, and the Trafficking Prevention in Foreign Affairs Contracting Act, H.R. 400, sponsored by House GOP Whip Steve Scalise. The French Connection from 2007 on how you get a law system out by eliminating the people that might be able to get into the legal system. So, if you have some comments, I have. I was going to give you any updates on some of the emails, but that's essentially the scenario for what we talked about last week with these issues. Because the Enclave Act, none of those lands that they're basically divvying up through the sacks of gold people, are their property.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Well, of course I understand.
So when the Civil War starts, okay, all these land grabbers, will be the ones getting bullet holes in them. Okay? I mean, this is the fact of what's going on right now. It's being commercially hidden by this fake war on terrorism. I mean, Dr. Parker, the same way they game-theoried genocide in the Indians, which should be the real National Holocaust Museum, right?
Yep.
They're doing with the Palestinians in the Middle East right now. Okay?
Well, that's,
same
that's
game
a
plan.
Good analogy. That's a good
same
story.
Bankers, same gold grabbers, all right? And it's all based on fake citizenship and international law issues. All right? So let me finish my diatribe here. The email on June 12th was about William. Hopefully you could find out if there's any real connection to that, because it affects the timing thing. Chris gave information on June 14th. Walt has some good stuff on the 2050 Navy revelations. Ed Revere is back online again. 2016 is most important about the rise time issues over the past couple weeks. And so if you study the original 2006 data that deals with Iron 56 to Iron 59, you'll get that slope equation from Sarge's gravity book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a chance, Paul basically goes into the Mars Shaken Not Stirred issue from June 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys on June 17th can help you get rid of the World Banking World Fraud. Hopefully you can get a hold of John Cruise before Comey's giving, Putin offered him safe passage into Russia. Well, HSBC will soon be offering Comey, safe passage into, probably Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that need to be brought out as quickly as possible, because the Pedalgate the shooting is probably because of this homeless person and the frequency we know that control the brain. Being in the Virginia area looks like, one of these Manchurian-type candidate reprogramming things. And Therese was targeted probably because of these issues. Now, it's speculation, but it's really on target to destroy the deep state, because what the amount of people that are being taken down, like the DynCorp people that are doing the trafficking and the big connection to MENA, big connection to the Clintons, I think this is what the shooting was about.
Yeah, that's a thought. That's a thought. I got three comments that I want to make, and then we'll go back to something. I think that the information that you and I have been exchanging is excellent. I just want you to know that. And
I appreciate the comments, and I know
really,
that they'll help you if you get the time.
Yeah, I had to deal with some very sophisticated issues that prevented me from doing the kind of work you're doing. But the thing is that I'm making notes in progress.
The chair from The Sixth Day, the movie The Sixth Day, try and make a chair like that.
Yeah, the thing is that when the Uncle Sam briefs me, it's a beige book. Normally they're about, I would say 10 pages in it, something of that sort. Things that are classified, or that are going to be declassified, things that I can, integrate in my program. Well, the beige book for the past 2 weeks has come to 3,000 pages.
Right.
And in those pages, along with everything else we're working on, I'll just put it to you this way, that I think we're beyond civil war.
Step by the Fed is to try and protect themselves, because all these debts that they're trying to give this land grabs away are all private. They're not associated with that land. This is the whole scam. The biggest scam in the world is going on right now, and all it is it's a belief system problem. Okay? Once the people get exposed to what the real truth is, then the problem starts.
Then the problem's going to start. Then the class warfare really begins.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
we have.
Well, there's more guns. There's more guns in the class warfare side than there are with helicopters of the ruling elite.
Oh well, look at what Obama started. He got the class warfare psychologically with his behavioral agency that he has in the government, which still stands, by the way.
Right.
And,
we're fighting the battle since 1666, and the word person and essentially lost at sea for 7 years. This is all, you know, the grand game of how they're trying to destroy Putin and essentially, the Silk Road and all the other combinations, because, you know, they're trying to keep essentially that old empirical system afloat and not let anyone know on how it's occurred. And that's why they got to basically start World War III, and they're trying to keep going at it.
Well, you know, today is the Memorial Day for Winston Churchill's speech that he gave when France surrendered to Germany, and it was the Finest Hour speech was the title of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already used in the first hour about three sentences from that extensive speech. And I'll add that to what you just said about the travel road. You take the Suez Canal deal that was made, which goes about, there's 10% of the global trade of the world goes through the Suez Canal. And the present administration gave four spots along their islands off of the Suez Canal, very close to the Sulkana port of the An Sulkana. But I've been there on missions for Uncle Sam, and also the East Port Saad. These are the deals that were made when Trump went there to talk with the Egyptians and talk with them. And if Trump were to walk away today from the presidency, he will have averted more than meets the eye in the future world war that's coming. He saved America in a way that the East Port side, that's the most amazing thing, because they want those trade routes coming in on that, what we affectionately call that Silk Road, you know.
Right.
And the thing is that what the public doesn't seem to understand, or maybe they understand they want to avoid it, but it's shocking when people are interviewed about the Caesar play, you know, by Shakespeare, Julius Caesar.
Right. Yeah, the Donald Trump lookalike. Right.
Yeah, and they ask them, they say, well, what was your highlight, you know, of that? And he says, well, it was the killing of Trump. You know, it wasn't the fact that the character was being played in a different way as Julius Caesar. It was the idea that they were killing Trump. And the way the Arabs and the rest of the world, they're saying, if we want to survive through the waterways, through that Silk Road, we will personally defend Trump. You know, this is where they're going with it. And they're right. We are in such grave danger in the world that it's shocking.
Right.
It's shocking.
Well, here's the thing from the... I found the Oliver Stone interview of Putin at 1 a.m. this morning. I sent you one small quote from it. But here's Putin's quote that might be real important. I did everything so that the state property was not sold for free. Okay? That's what's going on right now. Okay? So,
I think Stone has got about 12 interviews there, doesn't he, that he's working with?
Yeah, well, yeah, the interesting thing about it, Dr. Parker, is that, it was June 2015 is when the first one, and then February 2016 when your phone booth got declassified, and I thought there was a lot of synergism with some unknown things, and that information that he released about 9/12 was kind of eye-opening for me, based on nuclear false flag terrorism that didn't go right on September 11th. And mm-hmm. September 12th was supposed to be the nuke day, where the Russians might be simulating a nuclear strategic nuclear strike.
Right? Yes, yes.
And this
I
is caught the icebreaker
too.
Of the Third World War of Albert Pike.
Yeah. I kind of caught that too. No, I think that Oliver Stone is
going to let that out for reason.
Yeah,
this is JFK reason, right?
Yeah, JFK reason. Yeah, there you go. Listen, Jeff, I want to thank you for calling.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Parker. 1 week. I need some data.
Well, absolutely.
Okay. By email.
Thank you.
Right.
And blessings.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Tune in. An incident. You always go by the little things. But of what Jeff and I were just talking about. Now, you might not think that the criminal charges that have been placed in Flint, Michigan, concerning the contaminated water, everybody is acting as if, well, my goodness, we have contaminated toxic lead and they're forming the bacteria. And, oh, my goodness, what a thing to think this happened and all that. And I keep repeating this, that there are approximately, as I look at the list, around 170 cities just like that. I've been on air, as I said, for close to, 10 years. I've been talking about nothing but corruption in the city halls, nothing but corruption within the water units and the unions in the real world, nothing but corruption within the legislators. And you take the formation of ways by which you can change idea. Let's say you might not think that they are connected. The chemistry in the water and the fact of how you manage legally DNA analysis for rape cases. But they're connected in many ways, because rape cases, in terms of testing of DNA, are really not tested within the forensic laboratories because they already have the person, that type of thing. But California has a bill called AB 41 where they're saying we don't want the DNA analysis to sit on the shelf. And there's a lot of merit to that. But the whole point is your DNA is in the water, the process of the memory that's there. The government spends a lot of money on satellites and other monitoring devices of nanotechnologies on the wastewater from people's homes. They have infrared it's beyond infrared to determine the chemistry of the kinds of drugs you're taking, what kind of endocrine disruptors you're taking, what type of process, and you even have rhythm charts of people across America and the analysis of the water molecules in your toilet and working through onto that process. But you see, it's DNA-based. And what I exposed to you was the Nagoya Protocol from the United Nations. And to understand that the genetic resources for sharing your information can be part of what we're talking about in the Flint, Michigan case. That's why I want a grand jury of science and technology in this country. We have civil grand jury and criminal grand jury, but not a grand jury of science and technology. That's where our major corruption lies. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Park Passways. This is Father's Day, as you know, and I give my hat off to fathers. I think they get a bum rap. That's my private view. Private view. I'm not a father that I know about. I've been in a lot of ports as a Navy man, and you know, but. I got a lot of respect for fathers. I'm not married. I don't have children, as I say, that I know about. And that being said, I look at the world and I see how vegan it wants to go, get rid of meat, have synthetic meat. Prince Khalid wants to put his main factory farming from Egypt, you know, and go into what they call it clean meat, which is grown in the lab, make it taste like meat, you know, that type of thing. But, sorry, that's not me. And so, I'm sticking to beef and, the cowboy way. I can't eat right now, because I'm doing some advanced kind of work in various cell formations of discoveries, which I can't talk openly about, but it's very advanced in medicine. And
So my bucket list is what I like the best. Cowboy steak with ground espresso coffee, ancho chili powder, that's about a half to 1.5 teaspoons each, 1.5 teaspoon of brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of mustard, 1/4 teaspoon of ground coriander, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper, and a good 1 1/4 pound shoulder center steak. It's called a ranch steak. You can have it. I prefer it top sirloin at 1 1/4 inch thick. You put all that grub on there. You take and have a skillet, and just like the chuck wagon out there, that's why I'm a cowboy at heart. And I'm going to go back living that way. You cut that skillet, cook it, spray it, preheat it over a medium heat, and then combine all those ingredients that I gave you, rub that steak on both sides, and I found if you cook that steak for 14 minutes, you turn it over once for a medium and a medium rare. Of course, you let that steak sit for about 5 to 8 minutes before you eat it. Give it time to breathe. And no, I'm not going to eat the fake vegan foods. What happens, our ecology and environmental biocode is for proteins. And that's where, for a good Italian meal, I'd have broccoletti con la lili, which is it's really a rolled beef's scallopini. It's baked in tomato sauce and red wine. You have formation of have some little sea fish in there. You can also have Donito Angelo, the Calice Angelo, the featured. That's a wine. You know, that's a wine that's real dry. And it's very good with this particular beef dish that I particularly like from Italy. And one thing about the volcanic soil that produces the red wine, which is Aguanciale. Is Del Volatile. It's excellent with this, and of course it grew with the steak real well. Wine's very important because that's a developmental system of the for the building the red cells of the body, which the government doesn't want you to do. So the idea of having farming of the future run by Arab money, they call it animal aquaculture, you know, you know, or cellular agriculture, they call it. Not for me, sweetheart. And all these plant-based proteins have other myths left, have other ways. See you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Happy Father's Day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's new Triodyne today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Program Pathways.
One of the things that I wanted to mention is that it's such an obvious thing, and that's why I seem to forget to mention it. There are a lot of times that people have food. Of course, the new battle on the earth is over food and water, and the whole idea of using water to reconstitute foods that you have in storage waiting for the next nuclear war is that you still have to use water. And there's some ideas that I'm going to hopefully have some opportunity today to present concerning that. But you see, what you've got is a situation where if you have contaminants that are in the drinking water that are cancer-causing, the agencies of the government, particularly the municipal city and city councils, they receive federal money and for their work of the waste disposal units, and that helps the cities out, and it's quite a substantial amount of money that flows through they'll admit to say, well, they try all the methane's concentration have been increasing over the last few years, but all they do, they just change the concentration numbers, what the government does. And, of course, they say, well, if you got winter rains, you have washed organic matter, and it goes into the reservoirs, and that, you know, that produces more trihalomethanes. But don't worry about it. The cancer-causing compounds are really in the drinking water, but it really doesn't violate any federal public health standard, usually the way it's worded. And, of course, that's what they, you know, that's what the people's physicians will say, is that there isn't any adverse effect. And so, you know, just suck it up, you know. So that's what they'll tell you, and you might think you pass that statement over and you nod your head, and you'll say, well, you know, yeah, that's okay. Let's go on to the next topic. And that's where I'm suggesting that the mistakes are made. And it's like the idea of something that occurred to me that I discovered. The New York Times has a question they usually ask. They do the New York question and answer series online, and this case they asked 2,563 subscribers to the New York Times a question, and the question was, if you could go back in time, would you try to save Jesus from being crucified? Now, out of 2,563 people, 65% said no, and 35% said yes. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute, because you almost committed to discussing the concept of the Steve Scalise shooting that Majority Whip representative from he's Republican from Louisiana, I believe, and it's the idea, like the favorite part of the Julius Caesar play in the park in New York is the idea of it's not the idea of the character. Everybody says, you know, Julius Caesar, which is part of the Shakespearean play. But the theme, of course, if you work with that play, the reason that there's so many senators stabbing Julius Caesar all at the same time is because no one could be blamed for killing him, you see, because they all did it and they don't know who did it. But you have a setting where people are saying terminate the Republican Party, which was done by, I think the man's name was Hodgkinson. He was a Bernie Sanders volunteer, apparently, and he described himself as a social democrat. And he had been, you know, putting tweets on, apparently, against about Donald Trump and all his social media accounts. So he chose June 14th, which is President Trump's birthday, for his attack, apparently, according to the evidence that's being collected. And all Congress members were at a baseball game, as you know. And of course, he, you know, the the shooter said, well, are these the red coat of the Democrats? And they said they were Republicans, so he retrieved his gun and he started to fire away. And you know the story. I don't have to, you know, repeat it. But, you know, he knew what he was doing. He had 50 shots fired, I think. And there are certain statements that were said, you know, and the idea of terminating the Republican Party that the shooter wrote about. That's the way he talked, you know, the road to hell is paved with Republicans. Donald Trump is not my president. President Bernie Sanders, unquote. You know, that type of thing. But the thing when you look at it is that let's just make a scenario for a moment. If you were in present day and you wouldn't save Jesus from being crucified, according to 2,563 listeners from the New York Times, I want you to just ask yourself something. If you're dealing with radioactive water and reconstituted food, how are you going to be able to justify the basic structure of what you're doing to save yourself and do it under the guise of what Iowa Republican, I think Representative Steve King has said, his quote is that, and the center of America is disappearing and violence is appearing in the streets and it's coming from the left, unquote. And of course that can be true, but we're not paying attention to, in my opinion, the public's just not paying attention to the kind of information they receive. Oh, the water's fine, food's good, it's inspected at the border. You know, you still have situations where many people will buy food at Whole Foods because they believe it's more organic and it's more basis, but Amazon is more interested in delivering it by drone. And of course, you get into the $13.5 billion for Whole Foods. It may sound like a lot of money, and it is. It's a lot of money for one system, but they'll make that. Amazon, it's estimated, will make that back in 1 year. They're telling the stock investors, they say, in terms of Amazon, it's running around, you know, several hundred dollars a share. You know, it's working through it. But you see, people are forgetting how quality is based upon the metrics of the death penalty. You notice that the Obamacare still hasn't been repealed, essentially, even though the Republicans have got a lot of bills in the House that they worked with, and the Senate is working in seclusion and sequestering the members to write the health care bill in the Senate for the Republicans, which is what the Democrats did when they wrote it and didn't let the Republicans in the room. So the basis of the death penalty remains, and the metrics of that, of what you've been said, so just bear with me for a moment. For instance, you change, you want cellular agriculture, where you, of course, you have to have pure water to make that work. So you just can't go out and say, well, I'm going to affect the climate and work it through. You know, forgetting the fact that if you have on the earth, if you have a melt, you have an increase of water, which is just shifting to freeze in another part of the earth. You also wind changes, which... the best wind energy, if someone wanted to work with it, you'd have to go out in the ocean to do that, or go to a high mountain to do that. So you have the advent of artificial intelligence, and into the idea of how the body functions and how it will relate to different forms of ingredients in the body. I'm quite familiar with an innovation, which is called a robo-walker, where you learn to walk by a walking system, which is artificially intelligent, wired to be able to walk, more to for learning how to pick up your feet. Now, the whole concept of how people metabolize protein and forms of, say, if you have contaminated water, turns the thing in. If you're a female, your probabilities are very much increased by chloramine in the drinking water and other sterilants and disinfecting byproducts and trimethylamines, and to you receive the osteomyelitis and forms of other cancers connected with osteomyelitis. If you're male, you're more prone than that gender, let's say. So, to bladder cancer, and which is understandable because the male bladder is at a different angle. In order to procreate, a male has to have sperm, which is highly nutritious and fed properly. Most programs in government agencies are run by women, and they have no interest in having males have sperm production on that level. And say so. They go by Hillary Clinton's position that this is the year of the woman. Now, let's say that if this is the year of the woman, and Wonder Woman is a movie system, and Hillary Clinton wishes to go with that, that's a privilege. You can do that. But they're forgetting certain things about the metabolism of the body in the terms of how it affects the brain, in terms of aggression and inflammation of the immunity system of the body. So that brings us full circle. It's really not the food so much that the government is using as a climate change motif, which is a very false premise, by the way. It's the immune system. It actually protects against, you know, pathological, pathogenic invaders. Now, the pathological parts are part of protein systems, which are in metabolic syndromes. And it's been found that a protein called perforin enables fat cells to reduce in size. And the cells, they guard against the metabolic syndrome and autoimmunity against yourself into the brain. Now, these studies are very sophisticated. They've been going on for some time. As you know, if you read my bio, I review a lot of these projects to, you know, add my comment. I'm a knowledge engineer, and which is a standard industrial code. Data knowledge engineer, by the way, and the projects are sent around to people like myself. Have various specialties. We make comments back to Uncle Sam if we want to continue this or not. But the concept of fat cells, they have effects of pathogens that change the dendritic cells of the brain to alert the immune system to the effect of the pathogens from the contaminated food and water. Now, Russia is working on this full speed, on that principle, and they have found, of course, in American research, that the metabolic syndrome develops even when they're fed a normal diet. So you ask yourself, well, why would a person still be overweight or carry a lot of fluid or a lot of fat cells, adipic cells, in other words, on the adipose tissue when the regulatory system of the inflammatory T cells are in the adipose tissue. And the inflammatory T cells can expand within that cell. So essentially, obesity is really an autoimmune disorder as it stands at the moment. But they can't sell that to the public because they're trying to save their life or help the health, because the government is putting forth, well, let's synthetically work with the cognate CT8 T-cell in the brain and sell the idea that people have to be a vegan. If you do that, if you've ever seen a vegan patient, there are a lot of the homeopathic kind of hematological change which affects the stem cell of the bone marrow of a patient like that. They always look basically anemic. They have a lot of immune problems. And you take this within this immunoregulatory role in metabolic syndrome and autoimmunity is really the battleground. Other countries are working overtime to work with this. For instance, you take the Father's Day steak menu on Dago. That happens to create 5 major T cells, change the red cells in a positive way, and increase the dendrite growth of the brain. And it's a 1 1/4 inch steak. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Now, this is part of the pathways, and the idea that we're discussing 3 major disciplines within rage and partially insanity basis of analyzing things. You know, the Kathy Griffin ISIS-inspired shot of her holding President Trump's bloody head in her hand, and the verbal and the physical assaults across the country by the Antifa activists on the campuses and on the city streets of America. But the analysis of brain chemistry and blood chemistry within the functions of a lot of these studies and show an immunological change and hormone change, of course, to the cortisol-trophin adrenal complex. But it's that anger and violence being raged, let's say, by most of Hollywood, you know, in the movie business, most of them are Democrats, and that's their choice. But to have the rage within against president or Republicans is implicit in various changes of the areas of the brain, which has been shown. And you ask yourself, well, why would someone have an attitude of not trying to save Jesus Christ from the cross? 60% out of 2,500 and some readers of the New York Times. At the same time, you know, why would still have a value that they want to save by violence? And when you have an immunological response within the metabolic system based upon the kind of food that's being proposed by the government, change the label, make someone don't have salt, and we just the whole thing and change the whole food system to a gel, which I talked about 4 years ago, about the French chefs have already been doing that for some time. And you take all of that and place it in the context of what is the formation of the endgame. In other words, if you're in the robo-walker trying to learn to walk, and you're artificial intelligence code is really going to your brain to work it through. How is it that you can learn to walk to survive, but you can't drink the proper water to survive? See, it's a different neurodendrite path on the neuron system of the omegata, the brain. The anger section, of course, is based upon a consciousness trail, which if you were to change your brain system, in other words, to be able to formation of a brain stimulation, you would find that essentially, if you think carefully, that the controlled thought of the brain is very close to the regions of the brain, on the surface of the brain, which is close to when your brain is really in an idle state. Now, if that is affecting cognitive thinking, then you ask, which it is, then how is it that the process of becoming stressed with anger, considering the killing of a value, which is what Jesus Christ was representing, and you wouldn't help them, and still criticize the President of the United States, which is, in my day, that was treason. Now I'm just presenting that to you, because we're going to build a lot of shows on it.
And at 42 years old, to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
888-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.